thou hast done it. Thou hast done it. There's our finished work. Remember I talked about the finished work the other day? There's our finished work. He has done it. There's nothing that we need or have need of or ever going to have need of in our life that Christ hasn't already taken care of on the cross, period. It's a finished work. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before the saints. Psalms 37, 34. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Psalms 27, 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I pray, on the Lord. Man, when you read these things, he's your defense. He's your strength. If you wait, you'll inherit the earth. When you hear these things that happen when you wait the right way, understand, when we wait, we pray. When we wait, we praise. When we wait, we prepare, right? Okay, so I want to go to Matthew 25, 1, if you would, please, sir. This is a good story about preparing and being what you need to be in the day that the time comes. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, and behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him into the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, please open to us. One more, I think. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. That's why you prepare and wait. That's why I said to you, you can't live on my faith, my revelations, my thoughts about what God is doing. You cannot live on my convictions. You have to get your own. You have to spend time with the Lord. Because there's going to come a day when we go in, and I think the next scripture may have said that, depart from me, I didn't know you, that we're going to go to him. Because all of us are appointed a time, amen? Every man is appointed a time to die. And if we don't die, then he's coming down and we're going up in the sky with him. That's the only way you don't die. So there comes a day when he says that many of you will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, have I not done this? Have I not cast out demons in your name? Have I not done this? And he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. So not only are you preparing for the work he has for you here and making sure you're filled and making sure you're ready for your brother, your sister, or somebody out in the grocery store that may need you. Do you know how many times we've been out and somebody has walked up to us and the Lord will say, speak this to them. Speak this to them. And we speak it to them and they come at us or leave this tip for them. One time we didn't have, I'm telling you, we had $20 left to our name. We went out to eat. There was this long thing going on. I don't even remember the preacher that was in Bodkins. I do too. Shambach. Oh, Philip's not even in here. R.W. Shambach was there, I believe. And we saw him even at the hotel boat. We had just planned enough for this many nights in a hotel. And we probably shouldn't have done it and should have done it with the other stuff with that money, like put more food in our house. But we didn't because we were hungry for the word. And we were hungry for the anointing. And we were hungry to hear the things of God. And so we went out to eat one night, and we had 20 bucks left. That's it. That's all we had was 20 bucks. Bank account, nothing, no savings, nothing. Like, that's it, was 20 bucks. And as we were getting up to leave, the Lord says, leave that for her. And told Phil what to write. And I heard the Lord say, leave that for her. And Phil looked at me and he said it, because he heard it obviously too. So I was in agreement with him. He left the note. She come running out crying. She had just told the Lord, if something doesn't happen today, if you don't move for me today, I'm going home and I'm killing myself. A simple $20 spoke to a woman of God's love for her. I'm going to tell you this story. I don't like it being on live stream, but it's okay. So I'm up here preaching, or getting ready to preach, the last message of the women's conference, and my phone starts to go off. And it's my oldest niece on my side of the family. Her name's Amber, and I know exactly what she wants. I know she's calling me to tell me either Dad passed away or he's getting ready to. I already knew it. And so I couldn't answer her, obviously, because we are literally standing up here getting ready to strike notes and go with the thing. So as soon as I pulled out of here, I call her, and sure enough, that's what it was. And my younger sister and I, who get along great, I call her. We haven't seen him for a little bit. And so I said, hey, I just got a call from Amber. Explained to her what Amber had just said, and told her where she said Dad was, which is not in a town that we ever go to. It's only like an hour and 15 minutes, I think, away from my sister. It was 2.5 hours, or almost 2 hours and 20 minutes for me. But it's just not a place we ever went to, not growing up or anything. And so Relinda was shocked at the news, and so she hangs up, and she literally calls me right back. And I said, yeah, what? She said, did you just say Jackson? Did you just say Dad was in Jackson? And I said, yeah, I just said Dad was in Jackson. That's what they told me. He's at a nursing home there. And she's supposed to send me the name of the nursing home. She hasn't sent it yet. As soon as I hear it, I'll send it to you. She said, do you know I'm in Jackson right now? I was just in awe of God. I said, no. No way. And so I got off the phone, and I'm still, like, reeling from the news and all that stuff, and not really trying to, I'm not just putting everything together yet, because my brain is mush, I'll just say that. But then my niece tells me where it's at, so I immediately tell my sister where it's at within 2 minutes. She was 5 minutes away from that nursing home in a town she never goes to look at a vehicle that she had just happened to see. You can't tell me that that's not God. You can't tell me God wasn't faithful to her. And she's not serving him, but guess who is? My blessing and what comes on me are for other people too. Do you know that when you're driving down the road and somebody's prayed for your safety, that they've just ensured the safety of every person you ever pass on that road on that trip? Amen? When you fly on a plane and you've been prayed over, you prayed, Father, I thank you. Sometimes when I'm walking in that plane, I slap that plane like before you hit it. Lord, I thank you. This plane will stay in the air and it will get to its destination and it will be a smooth ride. In Jesus' name, because I've been in some bumpy rides. Do you know that you just saved everybody on that flight? Everybody on that flight. Because you've prepared who you are. In the waiting, you've sought him. In the waiting, you're getting built up. In the waiting, he's strengthening you. And he doesn't fill you up just so you can be fat and sassy and just be spilling over and spilling over and spilling over in your own house, not saying, not doing anything. He doesn't prepare you for nothing. And I promise you, if you're seeking him, he's preparing you for something. Some of you have people that you work with that the only Jesus they have ever seen is you. You. So in the waiting, when you don't think your ministry's taken off,